I'm here today to interview Caroline Hook, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to her a little bit. She has found joy through the years. She came from a troubled background, and now she is living the example of resilience and how to live a joyful life. She is a spiritual mentor, transpersonal psychotherapist, and writer. And she invites all of us to live unashamed and free, where humor has an eye for inner beauty and perseverance are ingredients to open our connection to joy. Welcome, welcome, Caroline. So beautiful to have you here today.
Thank you, Mary.
And so I will begin by asking you to tell us about your first experience with joy.
Well, the thing is, I didn't know when it happened that it was joy. I didn't know the word. But in hindsight, it must have been it. And now I have many, many comparisons. So I know it was joy. And I must have been 12 or 13. And my primary school was always situated in the same street as where I lived, so I could walk there. Anyway, so when I was like 12 or 13, I had to go and cycle every day for like half an hour, three quarters of an hour. And at one day, cycling back home, using actually the same path every day, it was different. I was drawn to nature. There is this canal that I had to cycle along, and the sun was shining, and I think it was late spring, because I have this vivid memory of the colors and the flowers that were there. And I just wanted to sit there and take everything in. And this was this. I was there, just in the now. No thoughts, no worries, no anxieties. Just being in the now, enjoying nature, sun, beauty. That was just wonderful.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And do you still get the same feeling from nature today?
Yeah, sometimes. I live close to nature. And I just, you know, I love the seasons. I love the animals. The other day when I, you know, we're near winter, and I was like, so are the hedgehogs still awake, or are they maybe asleep already? And so in the evening, I went to my bathroom to take a shower. And when walking back to my yurt, I have to walk outside. There was this little hedgehog, and we gave each other a fright, like, whoa, who is there? It was just wonderful. And you know, I love to feed them, and sometimes they sit outside here with the three of them and just enjoying the cat food that I put outside. And it's just, I think it's bliss to be able to live so close to nature, and yeah. Yeah.
I know, I don't, I live close to nature too, but we don't get hedgehogs, but I know how beautiful they are and how cute they are. So I'm a little bit envious.
Yes, I can imagine. They are so cute and yes, and shy. Yeah.
So how do you stay connected with your joy in addition to nature?
Well, to me, it has to do with gratitude. Gratitude for the new day, the beautiful colors. And it's often actually that I am not making so much of an effort, but it just grabs me. And for me, it's a sign that also subconsciously, apparently, I am taking away the blockages, or let Holy Spirit take away the blockages. And so I can really connect to it again, because I know now that joy is never gone. It's always there because it's our natural state. And so it's me not connecting if I am not feeling, yeah, fulfilled in a way. Because I think also fulfillment is a word that connects to joy. Because like what I said with this first experience when I was this adolescent, nothing else mattered. It was of being in the now and not needing anything else. And so it happens when I'm in nature, but it can also easily happen when I'm at the grocery and having a nice conversation with the cashier, and all of a sudden I feel like, wow, there is this loving connection. And even, you know, now with wearing the masks, that I want to share the sparkle in my eye. So the other day, actually, I was talking to a friend who was at the groceries and asked the cashier, so do you notice that I smile at you? Because I'm smiling at you. And she said, a lot of people around me heard what I said, and there was this lightness there. And I just love that. I just love it when we can share this lightness, because I think that's also joy. Yeah. Does it make sense when I say this?
It makes absolute sense, at least to me. Because when I go out or to the grocery store or wherever I have to go to interact with people, even with my mask on, I look for opportunity to connect with people. And it is more difficult with the masks on. But to be that light and look for the people that accept that light is so important to me, especially in days like this. So that makes perfect sense.
Yes. Well, that actually brings me to another thing about joy. Because, you know, to me, it's not difficult to feel joyful, and it has its I want to say categories, but that's not the word. Like, it has its intensities, that's the word. It has its intensities, and sometimes the joy is so overwhelming that I'm in tears, that it's beyond words. I'm just and sometimes it's the little joys, like, oh, and it's beyond happy. It has nothing to do with happy, but it still has to do with, I feel good. This is a nice day. Let's enjoy. Let's be grateful, and connect to the abundance. And, you know, especially in these times, I see that a lot of people don't get it. They are like, how can you be so joyful and still have your humor and still have your lightness when there is so much turmoil going on? And I'm like, yeah, because they can be there at the same time. And and then people say, yeah, but are you still like compassionate, or don't you just care what's going on in the world? I said, of course I care, and I feel very much connected, but I feel compassion. But, you know, I'm not helping anybody to sit here and feeling miserable, because that's not living an example to me. Mind you, it's not that I'm condemning feeling miserable. I mean, I had my share, and we sometimes we needed to go through and grow from it. But if I feel joyful, I think it can be contagious. It can be contagious, and I just love that. And that has to do for me also with living unashamed and free. Because being unashamed and free means that you can live your gift. You can live your abnormalities, because everything is okay, and just enjoy it. And that's actually what I like, because we all have our uniqueness. And it would be so boring if we would be all the same. Don't you think so too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I really want to share with you who is watching this right now. Please don't apologize for your joy, even if there is much going on around you. Stay true to your essence, please.
And when you talked about people saying to you, don't you see what's going on around you? I had somebody say to me once, are you not human? Because I was being joyful in a situation that others may not have seen as joyful. But I said, yes, I'm fully human now and bringing my joy out. And for me, joy is very spiritual at times, and it's spiritual situations. And so if I call on it in situations that might be sad or where other people might be grieving, I know that I help them and I help myself. So I love how you put that. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Actually, now, when you're bringing spirituality, how could I forget? But the thing is, I read A Course in Miracles. I love the teachings, and I love to facilitate groups about A Course in Miracles, which is actually about non-duality, and also about how to get out of your own way. And to me, it means that I ask Holy Spirit. And so when I don't know, I don't have to know. And I just give myself permission to wait and just say, I don't know, just tell me what I should do at this moment or not do, or what the meaning of this moment is. And actually what I found is that this is a shortcut to joy.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's beautifully stated.
So, thank you.
Thank you for sharing so much of your story with us, and to be unashamed and free and full of joy. Thank you, Caroline.